Killing Mike Tyson, Jake Paul would get legendary status, but he doesn't deserve it, bro. He's done nothing to earn it. The money he has is fucking still Vine views climbing up, bro. Welcome to episode 14 of MILF, the podcast, the show, the movie.
The show. Dude, so we're gonna get a movie soon, dude. I just know it.
I would really love it, like a Smosh the Movie style movie or a Shane Dawson not funny or not cool or whatever it was.
Not cool, dude. One of the top five greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, more like not enjoyable.
Did you used to watch Shane Dawson?
Siblings did though, and I would always like hear it in the background. I'm like,
Yeah,
it's fucking lame shit. Like, I'm into fucking college humor and stuff, man. Like, I'm beyond this shit.
it's got the word college in it. It's like I'm above you.
Smoking Bo Burnham clips, guys. You don't even understand. You couldn't fucking comprehend the shit I'm on.
I used to watch their
That's
animations.
so.
That was my favorite.
Oh yeah, the like the condoms are like a. I remember like a weed one, like a joint, a live, like an
There was a weed one.
anthropomorphic joint,
Yeah.
and a beer. A beer was
I was like,
there.
bro.
That's awesome. That's all the things
Yeah.
college
But
kids
you know
actually love,
college
dude. That's the
stuff.
best part. Yeah, exactly. We
Exactly.
love beer, party, sex, weed. Like, it's all like, it doesn't take much to get us going. Trust me. Actually, we're not college kids anymore. I'm actually an adult.
Yeah,
I'm 22.
You're speaking for something that
College
we're
is
not
young.
anymore, dude. Yeah.
2003 and below? Are you kidding me, man?
We're
Dude,
college
my little
aged,
cousin's
I
in college.
guess.
My little cousin's in college, and I'm worried he's gonna get lonely, honestly. That's my biggest worry for
Oh,
him.
that's. Did he just start?
His
Is he
roommate is
freshman?
a junior. Yeah, his roommate's a
You
junior, not
started
a
that with a
freshman.
J? I thought you were gonna go into some crazy
What?
rant.
Oh shit, dude. This is what happens when you lag, bro. It infects all your conversations. Suddenly you think I'm some sort of anti-Semite, bro. And I'm not, dude. I love all Semitic peoples. And his roommate's a junior he has nothing in common with. He's like a rugby player. And all he does is
Oh
play
shit.
intramural
Is your
basketball. And
cousin
he's
not
probably
a
too
rugby
quiet.
player, dude?
No, dude. He plays intramural basketball. He's not even good enough to be on the actual team, bro. No offense to my little cousin. Love him dearly. But we don't have the
That's
height.
still cool
How's your
though.
day been?
I fuck that. Solid. I just, Dude, honestly, I woke up late today and I felt bad. It was, I woke up at like
How late
12
was it?
and I felt like shit.
12? I woke up at like 11:30 and I didn't feel like shit. So what does that say about me?
Yeah, I don't
You
know,
think
dude.
I'm bullshit? You think I'm bullshit?
No, I think you're fine. I didn't feel good. I think it's just because I've been sick the whole weekend that I still felt like shit.
Bro, you seem to be in a constant state of sickness. I'm worried about you. Every time we text, I feel like one out of four times you say you're sick, and I'm worried, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, this time it was. I could. I'm pretty sure it was just allergies, but you never know. It could be
Yeah.
the one, you know? Could be the one to take me out.
My throat is. It can always be the one, dude. Everybody's out to get us all the time, man. I stubbed my toe
Exactly. We
really
have
bad
so many
today, and
enemies.
I've. Yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, I can't walk a block without running into some of my ops, bro. Honestly, it's
Knew
pretty
you were
nuts.
gonna say some of my ops.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. It's
Dude, it's
crazy.
insane, dude.
And they recognize me from afar because my fits are so hard. That's my main
Yeah.
giveaway. I
And
have
down the
this
block
black
is the
polo
high
shirt.
school where all of your ops are, dude.
That's dude. Okay, I was walking to the store the other day to get chips for my sister,
You
and
were taking a walk the other day.
yeah, and I ran into. I was walking past the local middle school, I will not say, I guess. And so there were some kids out front, and I was walking behind them as they were walking ahead of me. And I'm like, damn, these kids are slow as hell. I'm gonna pass them like really quickly. And they turn around, and the girl's like, can we use your phone? And they had to call, one of them had to call their dad to pick them up or whatever, but and it was fine. But I was like, these kids are like making me feel bad, and I feel bad about that. Like, why am I getting anxious around these kids, man? I was like, I didn't freak out, but the pressure was on, yeah, man. I'm like,
no, I feel it, dude. Middle school kids are the most intimidating, like, people of all time, dude. You don't know if they're going to be nice or if they're going to absolutely roast the shit out of you.
And the dad called back, and I was, like, a block away, so I just had to be on the phone with him for, like, a little bit. And I was just like, I waited it out for, like, 10 seconds, but then I was like, oh, yeah, hold on. And,
No, your kids are back there.
And I was like, dude, what is it? I hope these kids think I'm cool, but they definitely don't, dude.
What kind of fit were you wearing, dude? Did you have that shit on?
I know, dude. I had this black polo on that kind of made me look. It made me look like I was going to a job, which isn't just the coolest fit, but.
At least maybe they thought you had like a nice job.
And I was wearing boots. Maybe they were boots. I looked maybe like an installer or something. I think
trustworthy.
Yeah, that's true, dude. They probably thought I was like cool, like. Yeah. I don't know how old kids think I would be, but I hope they respected me.
What kind of phone do you have? Like,
just like the XR, I think, man. Pretty old. I've been dropping.
Is it something they would make fun of?
Dude, I don't know kids, man. Kids are on something different. They seem normal. Latino children love them. Gotta love them. And I was just, they were pretty cordial. They were like talking a little bit with themselves while I was standing right next to them. I'm like, guys, let me into the combo, please.
What are we talking about? Skibbity Riz, dude. You just started like the worst type.
Whoa. You guys watch Zeke and Luther?
You guys catch the episode of Kick Buttowski last night? That shit was rad.
Dude, I was gonna reference Kick Buttowski and one more pair of kings. That's my last one.
Disney XD, like, dude. It was for the cool kids.
They didn't seem like a Gravity
Falls. Oh no, dude. You can tell when a kid is Gravity Falls type, dude.
Theater kid energy.
Like, at least they weren't on their Steven Universe type shit, dude.
Dude, that's where it drops off, man. But I have seen most of Steven Universe, and I hate to say it, but I just wanted the Adventure Time vibes without having to rewatch Adventure Time again. And you know what? It had its moments. It was mostly corny. It was 90% corny. And
I was in the same situation that you were.
Yeah. With like, kids or with Steven Universe?
No. Back in high school, I would like go to the McDonald's after school, and like that's mm-hmm. where the middle school is. And maybe like once out of every five times, a kid would come up to me and be like, "Can I call my mom on your phone?" And then I felt pressured. I'm a very easily pressured guy.
We grew up, like, me and my cousin, one time that happened to us, where, like, a grown lady, when we were, like, 12 or whatever, like, she asked to use our phones to call somebody, and we were like, do we have to beat this lady up? Because we were so deluded about, like, battle fantasies, that, like, this was, like, her trying to kidnap us. And we had to, like, fight her off, which we were always happy to do.
You guys were strategizing how to take this woman out.
Not even strategizing, we just we wanted blood, dude. I don't know what it was. There was something about us that was so, like, we wanted violence or something, dude.
I remember I was downtown once with, like, my group of friends back in middle school. And one time we were all walking just, like, to get some food. And this guy just comes out of nowhere out of the gas station. And he's like, oh, guys, can I have a dollar? I just need $1. Or no, he was like, $2, I just need $2 for some gas. And we were in my group of friends, and most of us were like, no, dude, this dude's fucking creepy as shit, he's gonna molest us or some shit. And then, me being just the naive kid I was like, fuck it, I'll give him $1. And so me and my other friend, we gave him just $2, and he grabbed it, and he was like, oh my god, thank you guys saved my life, you know, I'll buy you whatever you guys want, I'll get you some weed if you want weed.
Why didn't you take him up, dude? And that's how you know you guys were lame kids, dude. You weren't even willing to party with this dude. You didn't want to spark up with him, bro.
What the hell? I was an 11-year-old kid who did not want to party with like an at least 40-year-old man.
Oh my god, you were lame, bro. Anytime you receive an invitation from an older adult, whenever, whatever they do, man, you're supposed to take them up on it, man. Actually, it's required.
Any opportunity to say yes, you gotta say yes, dude.
Because think about it, the coolest kids hang out with old people.
Exactly, dude.
Exactly. Like, damn, bro, like, let alone hanging out with a senior, bro, you're hanging out with a 34-year-old? Like, that's dope.
Exactly. The older they are, the cooler you are, you know?
Yeah, exactly, but it does sort of horseshoe once they get too much wisdom, because then you're like, are you even partying anymore?
Exactly. It becomes lame. What's the cutoff age when it becomes lame?
Probably, like, 50. 81.
Oh, that's high up. I was saying 50.
Oh, no, dude. 50-year-olds can party, man. You don't know 50-year-olds like that.
I guess I don't know many 50-year-olds. Were you hanging out with 50-year-olds as, like, a 10-year-old kid? What is this happening?
It took me a while to level up to 50, but once I was 13, I was secured in the friend group, bro. I was secured in the friend group. We'd go to bars, and they'd say I was their kid.
What the fuck would you guys talk about, dude?
Oh, all sorts of, like, how school was going, like, what girls I liked, and, like, stuff like that, man. They were really chill, always there for advice. Met them all on Kick, bro. It was pretty tight.
We had this sick Kick group chat, too.
This Kick group chat. And don't even get me started on the group chat names, bro. They went crazy.
They went crazy.
Everybody knows name the one. Boys give group me- chat names. Oh, man, this takes me back. Sorry, I can't even remember. So,
yes, I feel so nostalgic. These are some memories that go way the fuck back, dude.
There was the Hardy Boys when we had our mystery phase. Yeah, so...
Dude, yeah, it's all based on just, like, groups of just young boys. Okay. We had South Park.
Who can blame some old dudes for wanting to relive the past? Because it's honestly gone from the past. I watched a Japanese movie recently called Ikiru about an old guy that was dying and didn't do anything with his life, so he was sad.
That's sad, dude. It sucks when you're old and you don't do shit.
And he had cancer, so he's like, I'm going to build a park. And then it was so sweet. And he was swinging in the swing and singing. And then he died. Spoilers.
But. Very similar to the movie We Bought a Zoo.
Dude, he's not old or Japanese, you dumbass. He's fucking Mark Ruffalo or whatever.
Matt Damon. Is it Matt Damon? I thought it was Matt Damon.
It is Matt Damon. Mark Ruffalo is sort of the Italian version of Matt Damon, I think.
That is Matt Damon sense. Irish?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think it does.
He's from Boston, dude. Every single person in Boston has Irish in them. It's impossible. It's
I did watch Good Will Hunting last night with my mom.
Did you? I can solve these problems easy. I can solve these problems easy. You don't even understand how easy this shit is for me. Don't say that. Not you. Stop it.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. We should just start like bar for bar just reading movies. Just like reading the scripts of movies.
It
just
like a table read, but it's just us. I've been thinking, okay, doing it without like just doing it for ourselves, like we could have a good time, but like if there's too many presences, like you'll be like too self aware and you'll be like, no, this is bullshit, let's stop.
Yeah. I feel like this is something we would have done like a year or two ago. It would have been the greatest night just of our lives.
I actually thought this earlier today. I was in a show I was watching. They were talking about like doing like a read of like some play or something. I'm like, why does that sound fun if you just have you do that with a circle of friends? But it's also like really lame.
do you guys want to fuck around and just do a table read real quick?
Dude, they freaking cursed us. Well, whoever created us cursed us with consciousness, bro. Why can't we just have fun, man? Nobody's allowed to have fun anymore. Everything's embarrassing, man.
Turn off the part of your brain where you cringe at yourself, dude.
Exactly, man. The shame button, bro. I literally need to press that, but I can't reach deep enough.
Kids don't have that, dude. When I was a kid, I would just do whatever sounded fun.
Nah, man, I had that from an early age. I got embarrassed from an early age, I think. I was an easy target.
What's your earliest embarrassment memory?
God, oh God, I don't even want to get into it, but I was playing soccer. Shout out the AYSO Association, something.
Shout out
Young.
soccer, shout out football.
Yeah, shout out football. Me and my beautiful other fellow Latino boys playing soccer in the dirt and the mud. But I
40-year-old
was on
coach.
break or whatever it's called. I was not playing in the moment. And I was just sort of like, I was short, I guess, so my eye line was far away from adults. So I didn't really give much thought to it, but I ended up thinking it was my dad. Or I thought I saw my dad, and I like leaned on him and kind of just like, I was a little kid, so I was just like grabbing him a little bit because I was like a clingy, weird kid. And it was not my dad. And then I ran away.
Dude, that's happened to me so many times just because my dad has like a
Dude.
bunch of brothers and a lot of them kind of look like him. And
Sist,
so I think one time I was one time I was at a party, like a family reunion or something, and it's the back of my uncle's, like, he was wearing the same fit as my dad. So I'm like patting him in the back. I'm like, "Oh, dad, dad, dad." And he turns around and he goes, "I'm not your dad." And I got so fucking scared. It's top five most like terrifying moments of my life. I still don't like that uncle.
even though he's a
But
clone
he's
of your
fine. He's
dad,
chill.
dude, you don't like him? He's the evil
He is a
clone.
clone
He's
of my
your
dad.
dad's
It's
evil
pretty funny.
clone.
He has like lighter like hair. He has like
My
brown
dad's
hair
brothers
as
are
opposed to
also
my
kind of
dad's
like
black
slight
hair.
variations of him. He's the oldest, so I feel comfortable saying that, but they just kind of look, they're like him, but a little off. He has the party brother and the nerd brother, and that's kind of awesome.
Dude, that's pretty sick too.
Yeah. And
That's like that's it's like the perfect like TV show
honestly
right
is
there.
in the middle, bro. Like that personality wise, he kind of like blends both of them. But you say that and then you're like, wow, I just don't know them. Like I know my
They're
dad, so that kind of makes sense. But nerd uncle's in the
yeah,
Air
they're
Force.
in the spectrum,
Yeah,
dude.
exactly, man. The spectrum of brothers, the actual most beautiful spectrum in existence.
Yeah.
There's nothing more beautiful than having a brother to die for you. That sounds awesome. That's why I
Exactly.
joined the Marines.
My band of brothers,
Exactly,
dude.
that's why I joined the Marines, man. Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Would you consider joining the Marines?
Maybe if I watch like a really good Marines movie before, I think I'd get pulled. I think I'd be
Like
like, I could do
Platoon?
this shit.
Platoon's really good, man. I think they're Marines, I want to say.
Yeah, put on some Platoon,
It's
dude.
pretty fire, and Willem Dafoe smokes weed in it, dude,
Heck
and you're
yeah.
like, oh my. And he has like a sexual tension with Charlie Sheen. He like blows the smoke into his mouth, and I'm like, damn, this is awesome. This is
Yeah.
why I signed up,
Like,
bro. This is why I signed
put
up.
on Top Gun Maverick. Put on some Top Gun Maverick, dude, and I will like sign up that day.
Really? You're that vulnerable to propaganda, bro?
Yeah, dude.
You're weak.
I'm a
You're
propaganda
weak.
machine.
No, that's the machine. You're the freaking hog, bro. I'm about to beat you up for saying that. I would never serve my country. My country's a villain. I would actually rather serve the people being attacked than the freaking attackers, bro.
Damn, dude, you kind of got a hero's mentality.
I honestly do, and I think I could do it single-handedly as well. Like, it's not even that big
Just
a deal
you?
for me. Yeah, light work, honestly. I'm
Hero
waiting, but
versus
I'm
the United
training.
States. Good.
I exercised for like an hour today, but then I ate a lot
Yeah.
of really nasty food, so I think I canceled it
You cancel. Like, no net gain here today. I'm back to square one, dude.
I ate like three lollipops.
It's
I don't know how
just like leftover Halloween
I was
candy.
trying to do math. I was like, how bad? Yeah, exactly. But I was like, how bad is this for you? Is one lollipop like equal to like three gummy
One
bears, or is it
lollipop
equal
is
to like 12 gummy
6,000
bears?
calories.
There's no way, dude. That doesn't even sound real to me, but I'm willing to believe you because you are
Yeah,
my
dude, I
best friend.
swear.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
Aw,
dude.
okay, I believe
How
you.
many? And you had 1,800 calories too.
I honestly like that number, so it's fine with me, but I'm worried about myself, man. What's gonna happen to me? And
Who
there's
knows,
gum in
dude?
it too, dude.
Did you get? Oh, dude, those are the best ones though.
Yeah, but the Tootsie Pops have blue flavors, so this one's honestly a little weak.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Did you get any trick-or-treaters for Halloween?
We got like three groups,
W
I
were you
think.
at
We don't
home?
even Yeah, I was at home. Nobody invited me to any cool hangouts or anything like that. And I was all dressed up, so it was honestly really disappointing.
Yeah, dude, I had a very intricate costume, and just nobody hit me up, dude. I built a whole transformer machine.
I was watching Chucky fucking 2 or some shit. I was wearing my fucking I was wearing a.
So watching Thursday Night Football, dude.
I was Arnold Schwarzenegger from a Predator in it, and it was really. I put a lot of work into it, and nobody gave me the call. Nobody invited me to hang out.
It was the one year where I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna do a costume this year. I had an electrician come and do the shit, and dude, I was a full blown transformer. I fucking turned into the big ass truck, and then you should have seen it, dude. But
it's pretty early. What happens when
nobody invites you to shit?
I went to downtown and stuff to see if there was anything going on, fully dressed, of course, and nobody out in the streets was recognizing my costume really that much. They just thought I was a military guy. I'm no, it's so much deeper than that. But none of them even none of them even asked my number to text to hang or anything like that. It was honestly fucked up, dude. Yeah, man.
Nobody was like, yo, sick costume, let's hang.
Especially when I'm a 10 and they're usually fives and sixes. I don't even understand. the math is not mathing anyone.
Exactly, dude.
It's fucked up, man.
Gotta even out, dude. Two fives for a 10.
And my fucking bulletproof vest was a fucking it was a micro top. It was a crop top, bro. You can see my belly button.
I had a bulletproof vest. Yeah. Did the bulletproof vest work? If I were to shoot you, would it deflect or I guess absorb?
Well, I'm willing to try it at any time. I have no lust for life anymore since that day, so I'm willing to fully experiment that.
Since that day.
It's fully simulated 100% accurate test results. I did buy it off Etsy, so we'll see. But I don't even care, man. Honestly, I feel so embarrassed. Those kids made me feel bad about myself, and now Halloween is happening, and it's over now. Halloween is over.
It's over, dude. Halloween.
What do I have to show for it except for 18,000 calories consumed, man?
And an $18,000 costume.
And $18,000. I put so much money into the big gun, bro. It's actually half real.
Yeah, it was an investment, dude.
It was an investment. If I put bullets into it,
sometimes
it worked,
they just
so
don't pan
real.
Out, dude. Oh, fuck. There's a couple groups of kids who came over to my place. I meant to trick or treat. And,
But just throughout the week?
That sounds so bad. I don't know why the fuck I phrased it like that. That's insane. No, but there's a bunch of groups of kids who came to trick or treat, but the very first one had me pissed. I was I'm not giving out candy anymore because I had these we had bought these Tajin gummy bear packs, and
they're pretty good.
They're wasn't that many because they're isn't a lot of kids that come over.
Yeah,
and the first kid that comes in trick or treats, dude, I give him two packs of these Tajin gummy bears, and he looks up at me and goes, "That's it?" And I swear, dude, I was gonna fucking punt this kid to the next fucking neighborhood, dude.
This is why
I was I'm never doing this again.
These kids are never grateful. You give and you give, and they never are even a little bit thankful about what you're doing for them, man. That relates to being a mom, honestly. You can give your kid as much candy as they want, but they'll still
mothers
want other
give
stuff
and
like
give
water
and, give
and dirt or whatever.
They rarely receive.
Mothers are the Halloween of non-holiday things.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's so true, and I feel so utterly bad for them, and that's an apology.
And they should be the Thanksgiving, dude.
We should be thanking them every day. We should model the Thanksgiving turkey out of a mother. So just carve her to look
like sculpt the turkey?
Yeah, exactly. Dad's bragging about how he's going to carve the turkey
turkeys.
This year. Yeah, make her look into a woman. Yeah, make a perfectly accurate replica of mom out of the turkey if you think you're so good with a knife, you fucking asshole man. honestly.
You fucking piece of shit.
You piece of actual garbage.
Are you even grateful?
You, what are you even thankful for? I bet it's not her. You're not even going to mention her. You're probably going to mention, my career.
A roof over your head?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Men are always thinking that they're the man.
Health?
House, dude. They're not. Health, dude. Health, nah, dude. Health means they're nothing not. Without a powerful woman by your side, honestly.
Exactly, dude.
You couldn't even produce any progeny without her womb, you insolent asshole. Right.
If I could choose between a great mother and great health, I'd choose great mother 100 times out of 100.
Because she will heal you, dude, with her nurturing spirit. Exactly. Not to say mothers necessarily have she to will be bring nurturing. Great health. Yeah, she will bring... Her presence is nurturing. That's it. She doesn't even have to put a Band-Aid on that's you.
It. Exactly. She just has to be there.
She just... Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. Oh, my God. I think I'm going to buy my mom a present. Oh, my God.
You know, for every holiday, we should just give our mothers presents. That's
yeah,
it.
Like her birthday and Christmas?
Labor Day? Present.
Oh. I don't know, man. That
Thanksgiving? Present.
It seems like it takes a little too much
thought. Arbor Day? Present.
You can't expect me to be that considerate at the end of the day because I am a man. It's my biggest weakness. I'm a hateful being. I'm trying to freaking overcompensate for it, but at the end of the day, I am weak. I'm weak.
Would you say you're more of a hater than the average person?
I'd like to say not, and I don't have a good basis on how other people think, I think. I would say, yeah, I feel pretty judgy, but also I feel pretty kind and lovely at the same time, so it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think?
It's the dichotomy.
If I'm in a bad mood, like I haven't, I didn't eat, it's like 5 p.m. and I haven't eaten anything, like I can be, I can be pretty crazy.
I can get pretty hangry.
I can get pretty loca, if you know what I mean, man. And God
praise. Am I right, my chicas?
God praise my enemies when I freaking don't have a bite to eat. Exactly. But do you think you are too a hater, man?
I have a hater mentality, not in a serious way.
Mine's a little serious, dude. I feel genuine, even if it's something over like over something petty.
Yeah. I'm a hater at heart, but a lover in spirit, you know.
I guess those can be different things, but I feel like they're speaking to the same thing.
I completely talked out of my ass there.
Okay, man. I think you can be both. I can be a good, I think you can just be both, man.
that's true, dude. I believe.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it depends on the day. I'd love to be more of a lover, but this world we live in is honestly a hateful one. It's no wondering it fucking produced us little nasty beings, our little acid tongues and narrowing eyes, shit. Bro. We are evil, honestly. I should get into a car crash with the world and finally put it out of its freaking.
I was not expecting you to say I should get into a car crash.
It can happen at any moment, so you should keep your eyes peeled, man. Eyes
you
and
should.
Ears.
You should.
Eyes and ears, man.
Eyes. Yeah. That's insane.
I'd love to be a singer, but been? I'm just so shy. I'm been pretty all right. what's about me? What did I exercise today? I had
for an hour.
I just ate a salad and
30 lollipops.
It makes my mouth taste pungent. Yeah, I had my lollipops. I had a bunch of Tim Tams again. Probably like 6 or 7.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And fucking Australian serving for one thing. A one is supposed to be one serving when it's only like 2 calories, bro. That's no, insane. It's not. It's like 80, but still. Who eats one of anything, man? I feel like I've said this before on fucking whatever, dude. I am living in loop and I'm trying to break out, but it's to no avail thus far.
It's fucking what's the name of that movie? Groundhog's Day.
I guess so. There's Palm Springs or fucking
Palm Springs.
Zathura, Jumanji.
At the episode of Wizards of Waverly Place.
Hannah Montana when she goes back and has to reintroduce her mom and dad. It's that is my life right now. My only escape is going on long walks.
Hey, dude, maybe one of these days you'll fucking encounter like a magical being of
sorts. I saw an owl. That was pretty cool. I walk into the woods and I get a bunch of bug bites that are bothering me right now. Yeah, but I did see an owl, which was pretty awesome.
Maybe next time that owl will like talk to you and give you.
See, that's what I'm hoping, dude. I'm tired of it. When did we? How could I get? Oh my god, this world is such boring bullshit. That's why we had to add so much evil to the world, because nothing interesting was happening, dude. They probably planned out fucking colonialism because they're like, wait, but unicorns don't exist. Oh. Let's do something drastic to overcompensate for that. But it's all
fuck this. Yeah, dude. If we had more magical beings, this world would be less evil.
I think so, dude. If we had, like, dragons and shit, there would be no overpopulation or whatever, dude. Tragedy of the commons or whatever would not happen because a dinosaur would eat us. And a wizard would
cost some us. Shit like that.
And a goblin would be a normal person, you racist ass.
Why? You know, dude, I'd be friends with so many goblins. What are you talking about?
I'd be friends with orcs, because we're both sort of warriors. I've been playing a lot of Skyrim, and
Yeah?
It's the only game I can play. It's the only game I can play, man. My PS4 is dead.
Fantasy stuff, dude?
Yeah, dude. I'm honestly a warrior. I'm investing a lot in fighting and restoration gone? Right now, which is kind of the cheapest way to play. Huh?
Is your PlayStation 4 just dead? You cannot start.
My controllers won't stay charged. They do not charge in the PS4, and they are dead. So it just, I don't think my PS4 has the gift of life. But they also don't charge from the wall, so I think it's the controller. I could get a new controller, but that's fucking pointless. I don't know, man. It just feels like it's all bullshit. I'm done with it. Video games are just something I do to escape from my mental and physical
from the person. Harsh realities.
Exactly. And suddenly I'm a warrior in Skyrim, man, and I'm freaking killing dragons and I'm married to a mage.
A beautiful mage.
Yo, Fiola, bro. Shout out Fiola. I'm wearing her wedding band, bro. And I gave it a buff.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah, man. She's freaking the love of my life, man. But I'm trying to buy us a house right now.
I think I'm gonna marry her, dude.
I did marry her, dude, at the Temple Mara, bro. Oh my god.
I think she's the one.
I think she could be the one. She's an elf. It's pretty awesome. She makes you food once a day, which she shouldn't have to, but I appreciate it nonetheless.
I love for you to bring, next time you're just with your family, just bring her up, like, exactly how you're talking to me.
I show them each a picture of her, and I'm like, what do you guys think? Like, I think she could be the one.
We already got married, but...
She does something to me, and it's not spells, bro. It's not spells.
She's a mage, but that means nothing.
I met her at college, yeah. College of Winterhold.
Yeah, we go way back. Known her since like 2011.
Yeah,
I think.
And she was with me the entire time I was working my way to Archmage, honestly. So I have nothing but respect and reliance upon her.
You two sound great together.
Yeah. And my character's really ugly, totally. So you know she's doing it for me.
Did you just make yourself just the ugliest fucking...
Yeah, I'm like a ginger, but like bald-headed with like just crazy features. I made this account, I think, probably like 5 years ago, and I found my save file. I just started playing it again. I made the
same. That just means you guys have been together for 5 years.
No, I got married. I was a pretty like empty, like it was pretty just beginning kind of a character. So got married like a month ago, honestly.
Dude, are you on your honeymoon right now? Or?
No, dude. What's the sitch? I'm just walking around, and she stays at the College of Winterhold, where she has a room. And I try to visit her every once in a while. I don't know.
Damn. I feel it.
Dating is hard these days, man. It's hard to.
It sounds like you play Skyrim the way many people just play The Sims.
No, man. It's harder to build your kind of world. There's too many extraneous factors, like an orc village that doesn't like you. But I am blooded, I believe, so they won't attack me. This is boring talk, though. Fuck nerd shit. All nerd shit must die. I feel that very strongly. Whatever makes a nerd smile is bad to me. That's the platform I'm running on for this year's election, I believe, which is still coming up. I think I still have a chance to put my name on the ballot, but we'll see.
Dude, the election was last week. It was last Tuesday,
actually. It was last week. Okay. And who won?
Yeah. Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump? Was he on Donnie the ballot boy, this year?
I your guy.
Huh?
He's your guy, dude.
He's my guy, man. I've never even met him once.
Yeah.
I've never even met him once. And if I did, dude, yeah. It's over for him.
Last episode, I said I was writing in Dana White.
Yeah.
And,
it counts for Donald Trump.
Dana White just is the president now. He had a whole speech where he was like, "I'd like to thank the FaZe Clan. Dude, I'd like to thank the Nelk Boys."
Dude, he's probably gonna Donald be Trump, at UFC 309, and we gotta show up there so we can fucking assassinate him. Bro. Honestly, I don't know if you're not allowed to say that or whatever, but we gotta do that. He's probably gonna be there with fucking his son or something, dude.
I'm gonna take Baron or some shit.
We get fucking John Jones to team up with us, man, and we take him out, man. He probably voted for him exactly. Knowing John Jones.
Not only do we have to watch fucking 40-year-old Stipe Miocic, but we have to watch fucking Donald J. Trump walk in to a fucking crowded... What is it, Madison Square Garden?
Dude, what? Like you don't enjoy Stipe Miocic?
I think he's old now, dude. He hasn't fought
in, like, 43. Two, 3 years. Yeah, he's old as fuck. He hasn't fought in, like, I think, like, 2018 or something like that, but...
I thought you were going to say, like, 20 years. I was like,
no, dude, not that. But he's been, like, a UFC fighter for, like, 20 years, dude. Put some respect on Stipe, dude. He's a firefighter, dude. He will freaking hose you down, man. He's Serbian, dude. Too.
It's been, like, his last fight was 2018.
I think so, but I could be wrong. But he beat Daniel Cormier the second time. He lost to him the first time. But Stipe is a GOAT, dude. Stipe is the heavyweight GOAT, people say. John Jones, wow. Like 38. He's I don't also think he's going
to do... I think on Friday we're going to see Mike Tyson die. And then on Saturday we're going to see fucking Stipe Miocic die. Jake I Paul think back-to-back tragedies, dude.
God damn it, dude.
If Jake Paul on Friday... kills Mike Tyson.
Dude, he gets legendary set. He doesn't deserve that.
He will be my GOAT. I think.
Dude, no.
Live, if Jake Paul live on Netflix in front of like 30 million people kills Mike Tyson, it'll be the most insane shit that's happened on live TV, bro.
Dude, I won't let that happen. We have to step in before then, man. I'm gonna break them up.
Who's on commentary for that shit, dude? Who is gonna fucking give his eulogy?
I'm stepping into the ring and I'm gonna say, "Stop fighting. You guys are both terrible.
You guys are better than this.
You guys are better than this, damn it. Jake, with your awesome... What did you do before this? With
your beautiful pecs?
Top 10, team 10, or whatever. Team 10, dude.
I'm not really familiar with what you your do. Pigeons.
I don't know you that well, man. I remember your vines from when you were like 16, and honestly, I thought Logan was.
Were you the cool. Can I get a spoonful guy? I'm not really familiar with your stuff.
Did you walk into that dead body in Japan or something like that? Is that what you did?
Is that you?
Oh my god.
Were you the backflip guy? I don't know who you are.
Backflip guy? Were you the watermelon guy?
Fucking.
There's too many classic vines.
It could go both ways, though. Mike Tyson could also kill Jake Paul. Or awesome. Is it Jake or Logan?
I don't think. I just confused myself. They're using heavy-ass gloves, so they're not going to really do too much damage. I think they're doing like 10 rounds, 2 minute rounds or something like that.
So just 20 minutes.
Which is really quick.
Quick math for you. Quick math.
Dude, don't even. Come on, man. Don't flex on me, dude. I know math too. Ask me any equation. Any. Quickly. Quick math.
Solve for x. 7x equals 14.
Okay, 2. X is 2.
Oh, shit, dude. You might be a fucking genius.
My brain is weighing so heavily on this day. The problem with having so much mental power is that you're supposed to use it for the good of man and also the world, dude. Not just man.
You have so much brain power, you have constant headaches.
That's true. I actually do have constant headaches, but it's usually because I go on a long walk and I overcook my head, and then I go home. It's cold or something, and I look at a screen, and it honestly feels terrible.
Yeah.
But,
It's the climate change, dude.
The climate change?
Climate change, that's fucking global warming. I meant, like, going out.
There's a in global the cold warning? What kind of global warning is there?
Global warming. Dude, have you not heard of the global warming?
The Ultra Beast? The Ultra Beast is coming? The Ultra Beast is taking
the world? The fucking Ultra Beast is taking over.
Oh, shit, dude. That is a good global warning. Yeah, you know, usually I think they're bullshit, but that one actually qualifies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually global warnings are like fucking asteroids and meteors and shit.
But yeah, I guess I better armor up, dude. I do have my father's old armor to wear. They're going to recruit people like in Mulan, I believe. To fight the Ultra Beast, to power different big robots, I believe. And I'm ready, man. I'm ready for the mental torment.
Do you have the fortitude to do this?
I always do, dude. I've been training by smacking my head every day.
Just consistently bashing my head through the wall.
I've given myself basically CTE. My motor functions are 50% right now, but I think that's for the better, you know? I've sort of dulled my my passion, so I'm kind of the perfect soldier right now. I have no will of my own. I'm an agent of...
You created your own super soldier.
The government. Yeah. Oh, dude, I would love to get the super soldier serum. See, the thing is, I have the same... Almost the same proportions as Steve Rogers pre bulk up, dude. Except he was pretty skinny. I'm bulky, bro. I'm bulky.
Pre serum. That's you.
I'm buffer, more handsome, small Chris Evans. And once you put that serum in me, man.
So what would the super soldier serum really even do?
It would level me up, you idiot, dude. It would level me up.
You walk out and nothing has changed.
I would be fine with that. It would have to give me mental powers. That's the next evolution, dude. Because it made him the perfect man, but I have to go beyond man, dude. Next step, evolution, man. I get the tail back. That'd be awesome.
Dude, our lost tail?
I get the tail back, and I get horns. And I get wings. And telepathy.
Oh, dude, wings would be sick.
Wings would be telepathy. Sick. But they're really gross skin wings that I have to really trim.
Oh, fuck that, dude. They grow out, like, fucking over time, but not instantly, dude. It's just nasty.
They're just bones sticking out, dude. That's awesome, dude.
Little you just get, like, bones. You get through the middle stage where you're like, I don't know if it's going to grow anymore. I cannot fly.
I'm, like,
they're
flapping
just
them for
a
people.
Huge inconvenience.
But, hey, think about it. I can get that handicap sticker, bro.
You can't, like, go to a movie theater or, like, a restaurant with a booth.
People are like, hey, man, can you move that? I'm like, dude, it's a part of me. I can't do that. I have to sit in the back.
Trust me, when I get my wings fully out.
people respect the wings, they do, but I have to, like, I glue feathers on them so people are less disturbed by them because they are very veiny and almost see-through. Plastic surgery, the most handsome people's faces onto the wings so that people are less disturbed. It looks like I'm hanging out with freaking, who are the handsomest man? The guy from Grey's Anatomy and Blake
Just a
Shelton.
Group of my best boys.
Blake Shelton? Oh, God.
Blake Shelton.
I would love to go to the country.
Who do you think's gonna win fucking most beautiful man of the year, dude?
Most beautiful man of the year? It could be anyone this year, honestly. I would say I'm in the running for sure.
Nah, dude.
I think you missed it this year. You missed the cut just by a little bit, man. Sorry about it.
I didn't get enough votes, dude. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, man. You didn't advertise enough. It's your own problem. But...
Yeah, I know.
I think I'm in the running. I think Lakeith Stanfield's in the running. I think who else is like a new young nubile young man, kind of beautiful. Maybe like Dev Patel. Did you see that? The lookalike contest.
Dev Patel. Oh, dude, the Dev Patel lookalike contest.
I was in
dude.
The city. I was at my sibling's house, and I was like, "We gotta go to the Dev Patel contest. I gotta enter this thing because." Honestly, dude, I do have a little bit of facial hair right now. It's not going to brag. It's nothing major, but I think it could get me the dub.
You could have won the Dev Patel lookalike contest, dude.
I think I could have, man. You just got to really show up. You got to have confidence, first of all. Like,
the guy who won kind of does look like Dev Patel.
So do I.
Ah, fuck, you got me there, dude.
I did get you. But I'm over it, dude. I'll do the next celebrity lookalike contest. I sort of mold my face to theirs. I'm like banking on who it's going to be next, and I get plastic surgery to look exactly like them, and it never happens. You got
why does it always have to be like these attractive celebrities, dude? Give me like fucking... Give me an ugly guy fucking lookalike contest, dude.
It's like a good ugly... Let's do... fucking Paul Giamatti lookalike contest.
Who's
in
ugly?
In Melbourne, California. Let's do it, boys.
Yeah, dude.
Nah, it's gotta be someone.
Exactly, dude.
There's no young, ugly people in Hollywood right now, dude. What is up with that, man?
Yeah,
I can't think of anyone.
Who's a young, ugly, fucking, just disgusting, vile
we
person?
We used to have ugly actors pretty consistently. I feel like it was much more realistic. You watch any 70s movie,
like,
and you're like, who are these people? They're so fucking disgusting.
Dude, you go back in the day, dude, you go to, like, the 20s and 30s, dude. Those guys were fucking... like heartthrobs, but they were ugly as shit, dude.
Yeah, and that's because people cared more about personality, and it's because hoe culture hadn't developed yet, bro. That's the worst thing.
Yeah, dude, no actor was in their hoe phase quite yet, dude.
Yeah, once the freaking flappers of the 20s moved in, that shit started rolling, and nobody could stop it, man. It's awful, man. Women used to love men.
Humphrey Bogart could never be in his hoe era, dude.
Charlie Chaplin, he had to be funny just so he could find a boyfriend-free girlfriend, dude. It was tragic, man. The male loneliness epidemic was not even going on.
He had to grow out that cool mustache just to be fucking.
It was popular then, dude. He was Times People of the Year, man. Hitler, so he was like, damn, I guess this is in style right now. He thought he was fucking Yves Saint Laurent or some fucking person, dude. He didn't read the magazine. Yeah, who reads
it sucks that like Hitler just like
yeah
fucking ruined that type of mustache. Like,
dude,
like you can't have
Michael
that mustache
Jordan.
Anymore dude.
Michael Jordan
did have that,
yeah, dude.
But I mean, you kind of have to be the GOAT to like over like
that's
you have
so
to overcompensate
true.
In one
because he
to
could
like,
pull anything
to like overcompensate for the Hitler stash.
Prime Michael Jordan could have worn anything, and also when you're tall and skinny like that, think clothes just fit you well, man. I gotta be honest, man. You just you put that shit on no matter.
Like
what,
LeBron really. Could show up to the Lakers game with the Hitler mustache tomorrow, and nobody would say a word.
Yeah, dude, he's their goat. Not even be... Bronny, dude. Bronny's even too intimidated to say shit like that, man. He's in the locker room like, Dad, hey, Dad, you changed your facial hair? It actually looks great.
Hey, Dad.
Meanwhile, in his mind, he's thinking, my dad is fucking Hitler, dude. How do I usurp him as king of basketball?
Exactly, dude. King basketball.
King basketball. If I was Bronny, I'd be trying
king
to
basketball.
Figure out a way to become king basketball. And Bronny, here's a little tip. Stop wearing that white shirt under your jersey. It does not look fly. It doesn't at all.
Fucking dude. That's how I used to wear jerseys to school in middle school. Just because I didn't want to show off my armpits.
And it looks bad. You should have worn a hoodie.
It looks terrible.
You should have worn a hoodie under it. That looks fly, dude. That looks fly. Even if it's hot, man.
Wear some cool shit, dude.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Ask someone if they know who fucking Bronny is. They're like, oh, you mean Prince Basketball, dude? Oh, son of King Basketball, LeBron James.
Oh my god, dude, that's so awesome, dude. I would love to meet LeBron James, and I wonder if what kind of cologne he wears. Also, I would probably copy his style.
Have you seen the LeBron collab with Hennessy, dude?
Oh yeah, I did see that. I saw like a meme where it was like happy LeBron to have LeBron in me or something.
Yeah, tonight's gonna be a movie, dude. LeBron's gonna be in me.
Would you let that happen just for publicity?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Would you let LeBron? Would you be a courtesan of LeBron?
He's my god, dude. I'd have to.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't even taint the LeBronacy, dude. I'd just drink it straight.
Oh yeah, that's true. I would too, man. I would love to drink a whole bottle of it and see how I was. See if I start getting good at basketball or something like that.
Exactly.
Drinking game.
Drink the whole bottle. And you're just the greatest.
We do a one-on-one where we both drink an entire bottle of LeBronacy and see if who wins a basketball game first to 21 or something like that.
Dude, holy shit. We play horse with LeBronacy, dude.
The bottle, you know, it's the Crown Royale bottles that don't break. Hennessy will break really easily.
I'm actually down to do this.
Yeah, dude, that sounds fun, but also pretty nasty. Actually, maybe it tastes good. I'm not saying anything.
Both of us are already pretty bad at basketball.
You know that video where that guy's like, he's like, Snoop Dogg drank a whole little bottle of Hennessy. Shit if I do it. And then he just drinks it and he starts like convulsing as soon as it touches his tongue.
Ah, dude.
So funny.
Doesn't sound.
Thanks for listening. If you listened, look at the TikToks if they're there. And always forget to say happy birthday to your mom so I can take your place as her son.